With Venmo Stash, a taco in one hand, and ordering a ride in the other means you're stacking cash back. Nice. Get up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash on your favorite brands when you pay with your Venmo debit card. From takeout to rideshares, entertainment, and more. Pick a bundle with your go-tos and start earning cash back at those brands. Earn more cash when you do more with Stash. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Our partners, it's the folks over at Kel-Tec, the KS7 Gen 2 shotgun. You guys are familiar with Kel-Tec, Florida company. They make a lot of different firearms, and this is updates to the KS7 that they have, which is a pump action shotgun. The Gen 2 has included a 5-slot Picatinny style accessory rail, so you can add vertical grips, lights, or not. You enjoy a smoother pump action for faster, cleaner cycling, plus enhanced durability. And all of the original KS7 advantages: ultra lightweight at just under 7 pounds unloaded, compact bullpup design, maneuverability in tight spaces, ambidextrous downward shell ejection, and a 7+1 capacity for serious power, stopping power. MSRP $639, so it brings everything well within reach. It's Kel-Tec, made in Florida, USA. K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
The making words diversity and inclusion toxic, when there was just a civil rights survey that said 88% of people in America believe in diversity. The attempt to balkanize, to undermine pluralism, and the attempt to stop teachers from in schools all across America, not just pre-K through 12, but in higher education, from teaching critical thinking and problem solving. To me, all of that is gets you on the road to fascism.
Oh my gosh, but, she needs a dictionary. First off, what do you think the DEI does? It actually balkanizes people. You're talking about breaking everybody up into these, you know, mutually hateful subgroups, and they go at each other's throats, right? That's what DEI, that's why you have the trans fighting the gays, and everybody else, the feminists all fighting, and oh my gosh, it's just a nightmare. It's like the just horrible dysfunction. But that's the balkanization. It's weird to hear her talk about literally what the left has done and accuse the right of doing it. Oh, well, if you don't hire people based on their skin color, then that is fascism. That's what she's saying, because that's what DEI. And again, this is all the Frankfurt School of Marxism. That's all it does. It's literally incorporating bigotry and race politics into making determinations, because you have to guarantee outcome, not opportunity. That's what equity over equality is. It's CRT DEI. She's the one who has helped break everybody up into these mutually hostile groups. She just seems very far. I wish that we had someone in the Republican Party, that a number of people that were brave enough to reform education the way that we need it, because then we wouldn't have to have all this H-1B visa discussion if we actually provided a proper education. The fact that we even have to have this conversation about H-1B visas because of the argument that we may not have enough talented people here, what an indictment of public education. What an indictment of public education. It is shameful that our students don't even come out mostly prepared. And then when they finish college, they're not prepared enough. So we have to import in a ton of foreign labor. Wow. It's a horrible indictment of public education. And you would think that lawmakers would have the spine to say, we really have to change things. We really need to overhaul some of this stuff. You would think. But they're not that smart. And they're not that brave. And they don't have your interest in mind. So I was kind of happy to hear the governor talk about some of the things, what, yesterday, the day before, about Texas governor, about property taxes and public education, because it's in, I mean, when you look at what you're getting, you're not getting the return on the investment of those stolen dollars. So everybody's been there eating clean, taking supplements, but you still feel off. Your gut feels out of balance. Maybe you're low on energy, etc. So that's where Cowboy Colostrum comes in. It takes a whole body natural approach to wellness, working with your body, not against it. Colostrum, often called liquid gold, is the first milk that mammals receive at birth, and it's packed with immune factors, growth compounds, and nutrients that your body still needs. Cowboy Colostrum uses only the highest quality first-day milking from grass-fed, regenerative U.S. farms. It is never diluted or filled with junk. You just mix it into your coffee, your milk, or your smoothie. You'll love the vanilla that's super popular and the strawberry because it tastes like a milkshake. Colostrum is nature's original superfood, loaded with bioactives that fortify your immune system and strengthen your digestion. It's small batch, third-party tested, and always 100% colostrum. There's no whey, there's no fillers, there are no shortcuts. So for a limited time, you can get 25% off with code Dana at cowboycolostrum.com. That's 25% off with code Dana at cowboycolostrum.com and tell them Dana sent you.
Auto Trader is powered by Auto Intelligence, the hyper-personalized way to buy a car. Auto Trader's tools sync with your exact budget and preferences to tailor the car shopping experience totally to you. Budgeting lets you input your info to see listings in your price range. Search and inventory helps zero in on your dream car. You can choose from new or pre-owned, the style of the car, and the features like engine size, color, all the way down to whether you want a trailer hitch. Go ahead and get picky. Don't worry about scrolling endlessly. Auto Trader, powered by Auto Intelligence, only shows you vehicles based on what you can afford and what you want. And pricing shows you which listings are the best deal, so you can feel like you're winning the negotiation without negotiating. You can even choose how to close the deal, online, at the dealership, or a little of both. Auto Trader, powered by Auto Intelligence, makes the process of buying a car less of a process. Try it today. Visit autotrader.com to find your perfect ride.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. Why do you guys think you win so many cases?
The insurance companies and other companies that we go against know that we're going to take it to the end, that we believe in the case. So we fight for every dollar, and we're not afraid to go that extra mile for our clients.
Are insurance companies like actually afraid of you guys?
We don't bluff. We take it to trial, and we are not strangers of getting very, very, very large verdicts.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. And our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Did you hear about, I tweeted about this the other day. This was hysterical. You know, they got the Miss Universe pageant, right? And they had one of the contestants is the first ever Miss Palestine, which is a country that doesn't exist. And it was actually, once again, I'm always going to say this, just for the people who don't know, it was the name given to an area by a dead Roman emperor as a punishment for the Jews after the Second Judean Uprising, naming them after one of their greatest enemies that had not been in the area 200 years before. That's when they'd been gone for 200 years, and they were seafaring people. So it's a country that doesn't exist. The contestant, and apparently, because there's going to be a Miss Universe, there's a Miss Universe pageant. I don't know when it is. I don't watch any of that stuff. When is it?
Yesterday.
Oh, the Miss Universe pageant was yesterday? I didn't watch it. But they had Miss Palestine, who is married to the son of Hamas's most wanted prisoner, Marwan Barghouti, and her son is even named after Hamas's most wanted prisoner. In the Miss Universe pageant, and her name is Nadine Ayoub, and the way that the New York Post writes about it, they're saying that she appears to be, she got into the top 30, and they said she appears to be a 27-year-old U.S. and Canadian citizen living in Dubai, and she was competing to represent the territory that is not recognized as a sovereign state, because it's not. And apparently now her personal life is starting to get out there. So I know that there's a process to even get, and Miss Mexico won yesterday. And so Miss Palestine was in the top 30, the first time that they've ever had someone from that territory compete. But she isn't even from there. She's not even, she lives in Dubai. She's lived in Dubai forever. And she has, her father-in-law is one of the head honchos for Hamas. And she named her baby after him. She's married to the son of the head honcho of Hamas and is very supportive of Hamas, by the way. There were posts that New York Post found that she had on social media where she was very, very sad when any of the Hamas people were killed in the response of, you know, October 7th. And I just thought it was very interesting that this rise, this how this woman was competing in this, and as I said, so did the New York Post. So they were digging through, and she apparently never won or even entered a qualifying pageant. Like I said, there's this whole thing that they do where you have to compete. It's like the Olympics. You have to compete in certain things to qualify for the Olympics. For Miss Universe, you're supposed to compete in certain things to qualify for the Miss Universe pageant. I don't know what all those are, but the New York Post said that in the piece, quote, she apparently never won or ever entered a qualifying pageant. Oh, well, how did she get in there? She bought an organization in Dubai and gave herself the crown. That's kind of interesting. So she bought her way in there. They couldn't find, the New York Post couldn't find any record of her, of there ever been a pageant that she was in that would have qualified her for Miss Universe. So she runs the Dubai-based Miss Palestine organization. But she's a missus. So how is she competing in a miss? Missus for unmarried women. She's married and has a baby. And that's, she got, that she runs that group and that's, and crowned herself. So she basically purchased the rights to host a national pageant, didn't even host it, and just gave herself the crown. The colonizers, I'm telling you. She's only competed, I think, in a couple of different pageants. That's it. Wow. So I don't know. She didn't win, but she placed in top 30. So I mean, I don't know how you can represent a country that doesn't exist. It's like, hello, I'm, you know, I'm here representing terrorist Stan. Yes, I'm Miss Terrorist Stan. I'm Miss DeLulu of Terrorist Stan. That's the only thing I can think of. Miss DeLulu of Terrorist Stan. I don't know. But she didn't. Yeah, she barely got. She bought that whole organization and didn't even get in the top 10. Bought that whole organization just to crown herself. And she did not even get in the top 20. Oh my gosh, what a waste of money. But I bet they don't see that. It's colonization. But yeah, she named her son after her terrorist father-in-law, who was who's a huge leader in Hamas from the beginning. He's like one of the generals. And he's a big Hamas supporter. But he's in Fatah. He's within, they're all the same, by the way. Just, you know, Hamas has taken over the authority. It's all the same. Fatah and Hamas are supposed to be different factions under the authority. Hamas has taken everything over. Bottom line is that they weren't exactly sad on October 7th. Let's put it like that. And New York Post has a bunch of screenshots of some of the posts. She scrubbed her social media, which is weird. If you're competing in Miss Universe, you would scrub your social media page, right? Doesn't have like a lot of stuff on. She's not like a pageant person. That's a whole industry. Which, by the way, I love the different subgroups of humans, Kane. You have the boaters, like, or the cruisers, the yachties, the pageant people. What else? Cat people. The knitters. Who else? The crocheters are different. It's a different skill. And yeah, the pageant people are very, very interesting. It's like when some people were criticizing Erica Kirk for the way that she was drying her tears when she speaks. That's a pageant thing, y'all. In fact, that's a TV thing because you don't want to get all your eye concealer off. That's like, and she was a pageant girl. So it's a whole different, she's not even like a proper pageant person. A PPP, Kane. She's not even one of those. So yeah, from terrorist stand. They crowned Miss Mexico. And she has way too many names. And she, apparently got into it with the host. I don't know. I don't care. I don't really watch it. It's not really my jam, but you know, whatever. But I just think it's funny that this chick who is a daughter-in-law of a terrorist organization legit buys an entire beauty pageant in Dubai so she can compete. And some people were saying, oh, it's so mean. Have a heart. And these are all the people that were celebratory on October 7th. They say, oh, have a heart. You know, I mean, she's, you know, maybe Palestine could have their own pageant if they weren't being bombed. She wasn't even in Hamas or Palestine. She wasn't even in there. She was in Dubai. She wasn't on the Gaza Strip. She's been in Dubai her whole life. DEI pageant. So if you're hunting for that perfect holiday gift, the one that actually, you know, means something and that people will actually use, you have to check out Cove Pure. It's not just some gadget. It's a countertop water purifier that gives you clean, pure, great tasting water instantly with just the push of a button. There's no filter pitchers. There's no waiting around, none of it. And you can even pick your water temperature, hot, cold, or warm. And that thing heats up so fast. You're going to be shocked at how fast it heats the water. And the size presets, I mean, it's a hydration game changer. You're going to be hitting that 16-ounce button 4 and 5 times a day and stay hydrated without even thinking about it. So Cove Pure is lab certified to remove up to 99.9% of contaminants, PFAS, lead, fluoride, all of the stuff that you don't want in your water. It's the real deal. So if you want a holiday gift, like I said, that's both practical and healthy, check out Cove Pure at CovePure.com/Dana for a $250 holiday discount. You can save $250 only at CoveePure.com/Dana. Hurry before the sale ends.
Auto Trader is powered by Auto Intelligence, the hyper-personalized way to buy a car. Auto Trader's tools sync with your exact budget and preferences to tailor the car shopping experience totally to you. Budgeting lets you input your info to see listings in your price range. Search and inventory helps zero in on your dream car. You can choose from new or pre-owned, the style of the car, and the features like engine size, color, all the way down to whether you want a trailer hitch. Go ahead and get picky. Don't worry about scrolling endlessly. Auto Trader, powered by Auto Intelligence, only shows you vehicles based on what you can afford and what you want. And pricing shows you which listings are the best deal, so you can feel like you're winning the negotiation without negotiating. You can even choose how to close the deal, online, at the dealership, or a little of both. Auto Trader, powered by Auto Intelligence, makes the process of buying a car less of a process. Try it today. Visit autotrader.com to find your perfect ride.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so apparently global housing bubble, we have these headlines every day, is about to burst. It's the same thing as it was yesterday. Blah, blah, blah. U.S. bank shelved $20 billion. I'm so tired of these headlines because it's all like fear-mongering. I'm not even going to repeat it. It's a bunch of fear-mongering nonsense. You know it is. It's all, they want you to think that everybody's miserable and the world is going to end. So they force you into making a decision out of necessity and limit your choices. And I'm just not going to go along with it. I'm so tired of it. You know, I woke up this morning, that's all I saw was, I get it, times are tough, inflation's bad, we need it to work better, and Republicans need to kind of kick more ass. I get it. But at the same time, you are being played into thinking that you have no other choices except the ones that they give you. So that's why I get very hostile towards this stuff. Bank, like this one, banks are shelving $20 billion bailout plan for Argentina. Now, Kane, we had a whole segment on this with Carol. It is not a bailout. I understand it. Carol Roth, who is very libertarian when it comes to money and investing, also disagrees with us. They're discussing a smaller short-term way to help Argentina make this $4 billion debt payment in January. Well, they lower taxes and they stop spending and they're pulling in, you know, they're reining everything in. I get it. A Maine mom is challenging a court order forbidding her to take her daughter to church because the girl's father, who is a piece of meat slop who never married her mother, says it's causing her psychological harm. The father sounds like the male version of Carrie's mother from the movie Carrie. This guy got a court order so that he could stop his 12-year-old girl from going to church with her mother. And it's not like, you know, it's like some kind of crazy cult church. It was just a regular church. And the dad's, he sounds pretty abusive. I would say that all of the psychological problems, I mean, if the dad's refused to marry the mom, he sleeps with the mother, gets her pregnant, refuses to do the honorable thing to step up and marry her, and now he's trying to abusively control her, you know, after? No, no thanks. No thanks. That's how feminists are born, by the way. Progressive males like that. A police chopper was forced to take emergency evasive action because it was targeted by a UFO over a U.S. airbase. Now, there's more and more stories of people coming out saying that they see these things near, like, nuclear facilities or military installations. This one in particular was a U.S. military base in England around Lakenheath. And they said that it came close, this thing, this craft came close to colliding with the chopper mid-air. The way that they described it, their National Police Air Service over there, was that it was targeted, like the chopper was targeted by this thing. So this, they had all these reports about drones and all this stuff reaching. This is, you know, wait, we're talking about this with U.S. military air bases in Jersey. Was it a drone? They didn't seem to identify it as a drone. It could be, though. I mean, if it's still technically an unidentified flying object, it doesn't necessarily make it, you know, extraterrestrial. But I don't know. Well, they're going to find out, you know. Speaking of aliens, an experimental airship was seen floating over San Francisco, but a lot of people said it was an alien ship. I don't think aliens are... You know why it's not an alien ship? First off, it looks like a blimp. Number one, that's what it looks like. Number two, no alien's going to go to San Francisco. There's no alien that's going to look at San Francisco and say, I think I need to go there.
That's a better point.
Unless their entire planet is powered on feces and needles. There's the blimp. Juan's showing you the blimp right now. That's not an alien spacecraft. Have these people never looked up? I mean, it's the tech capital of the world, so maybe they haven't. Maybe they just need to go out and touch grass. Who knows? But that's pretty unbelievable. I don't know. I still wish it was aliens. Although maybe they're going to do us a favor and target. Oh, Eric Swalwell's also announced he's running for governor. He entered the governor's race along with 20 million other Democrats, all of whom are more equally ridiculous than the other. He's been in Congress 7 terms now. He represents the Bay Area. He announced it on Jimmy Kimmel last night. He went on Jimmy Kimmel to announce it. You know, so nobody saw it. That's why it's news to you today. There was I saw this list from this chick on social media. And I thought this was interesting. there was a lot of responses to it. She wrote a list, green flags in a man's apartment. So this means that this is a good, if you're at a man's apartment and you're considering him for a relationship, these things you should look at as a green flag. And she listed 11 things. Quote, expensive candles, nice hand soap, actual toilet paper, not a single ply situation, no clothes on the floor, no dishes in the sink, uses face wash, wash, owns a hairbrush, plants that are alive, wine glasses that aren't stolen from a bar, clean sheets that smell like detergent, and more than two things in the fridge, and nothing expired. And one of the comments was, apparently your type is my gay uncle. When I first met my husband, he had nothing in his apartment. It was like his grandmother's inherited furniture that looked like it was never used. He had like and dish and bowl and cup. And then I was most, the thing that really stuck out to me though, he had like, he didn't have a scented candle because he wasn't, he's not gay. Sorry if you guys do. Kane has one, but I gave it to him as a housewarming gift.
That's the
because
reason,
it was comically huge.
That's the only reason I have one on the list.
Yes. It's because a woman gave it to you. So that's okay. But he had, it's just like the right, you know, the soft soap that's like at a grocery store, right? The soft, it's literally called that, right? Just soft soap. It's clear soap and has a pump. So I guess one time they did a partnership with that PBS cartoon Arthur, the anteater, and they put it on the soft soap, like the image of Arthur, the anteater, on the soft soap. And so the first time I was at his apartment and we were going to a movie and I used his restroom and I went in and I saw the soap on the sink, and it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life, because here was this single dude that had, you know, the Arthur soap on the sink, and I just was dying laughing. I'm like, what man in his 20s, like nothing. It was just hysterical. So I'm curious what you guys have. Do you have any of these things? Now, Kane, let me start with you, because, okay, number one, you have, because you have a scented candle.
Yeah, and you know what? It's funny, because number two I have because of you. You gave me the gift of that Buff City soap, remember?
Yeah, that's really good soap.
So I have that.
I got to keep the gents, like, you know, we got to keep them topped up with the nice stuff here on the show, right?
I've always had two ply, never single ply.
Yeah, I feel like she doesn't know men. Men, I feel like, are bougier on that kind of stuff than ladies.
Yeah, nobody wants the thin stuff.
Okay. Yeah, nobody wants that.
I use the stuff I used to paper houses with back in the day.
Right.
I do sometimes have clothes on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Face wash, I don't necessarily have a focused face wash.
Yeah. And it can't be the 3-in-1 bonus if it's not 3-in-1.
I do own a hairbrush, but I also own a comb, and it's mainly for my beard. It's not for my head.
Right.
I don't have any plants that are alive that I can think of.
Right.
I do have wine glasses that aren't stolen from a bar.
There you
which
go.
Which is nice. And I do have clean sheets.
There you go. So that means you're those are good.
And there's probably things in my fridge that are expired.
Yeah, I think everybody has that. Especially if there's more than one person living with you. Everybody has that.
Yeah.
Steve, do you own any kind of scented expensive candles?
I did run through this list. I only have expensive candles because my mom works at Kirkland's. We've talked about this.
This is my favorite story that you guys don't know of on the show. Like, Steve's mom is an OG, man.
Hand soap.
Kirkland's hookup.
Everything else. I'm pretty clean about dishes and clothes, so I'm good about that. But, like, I don't have enough greenery in my apartment. I think that's a flaw of mine. And I do clean my sheets, but then my fridge is a little weak. So, a little bit half of
your fridge is a little weak. Wait, you think not having a plant, the way you describe that is a flaw of yours?
Women do look for greenery in men's apartments. That is a huge thing, especially in cities. I don't know why that's a thing. Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't think you need it necessarily.
I don't even put up a Christmas tree anymore. It's like I'm against it.
Wow, interesting. Okay, Juan said he had the good TP, no clothes on the floor. Why does that not surprise me? Juan is very particular from what we know of Juan. Juan's very quiet. He's very pure soul. But I also get the sense that, like, he brings his protein. He's very, very particular. He owns a hairbrush. And he has wine glasses that aren't stolen from a bar. He's got a lot of these things, the clean sheets and more than two things in the fridge. So, yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like, you know, these are all normal things. I wouldn't judge a dude if a single dude on his own, if he had wine glasses that, you know, were stolen from a bar. I mean, my husband still has beer steins from Mississippi Nights that was on the landing that closed back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some of those. We have to take them with us everywhere. Every time we've moved halfway across the country, and we had to take them with us. But he had like nothing. Everything was like bizarre, super clean to almost where it was like, did you just clean everything with bleach before I got here? And he had the Arthur hand soap. That I will never forget that. The Arthur hand soap. And it was hysterical. But he had nothing in his fridge. Nothing. And but he had clean sheets. And I don't think he had any wine glasses at all.
Also, sometimes I will have dishes in the sink. They won't stay there too long. But that's the temporary hold before the dishwasher gets
right.
Loaded.
I just think it's funny that people were going, your type is my gay uncle. Or... some guys were like, I have no reason to own a brush, or like, men own combs. What is wrong with you? It's hysterical. But it sounds like that. It almost seems like she's describing a single woman's apartment more than.
Yeah.
So let me ask you guys real quick before we finish up the segment. Give me like one or two red flag things in a woman's house or apartment, single lady's abode, that would like you where you're like, ooh, no.
I don't know. Pull-out couch?
A pull-out couch?
I don't think people own those anymore.
I would think if she has dolls or stuffed animals, that's freaky.
Oh,
if she's a grown person and she's got like dolls or
that's
stuffed
a good
animals.
Point.
Remind me of that Friends episode where Ross dated a girl that had stuffed animals in her apartment, and it was weird.
I never looked at that as any red flag. I don't think about that. I think it's just... If you see it in the eyes, you know to stay away. That's
away.
That's the litmus.
What about you, Steve? What's a red flag for you?
One time I hung out with a girl that had a pet bird in her bathroom, and I never saw her again. That was the weirdest thing ever.
A pet bird in her bathroom?
It was so weird.
In the bathroom?
What kind of bird? Could it talk?
Yeah. Well, it didn't like repeat what you said, but it was just, why are you storing it in the bathroom? Like, I'm using your bathroom.
I am dead. Oh my gosh. All right. And then, Juan. I knew he was going to say this. Juan says a girl having a dirty bathroom is a pretty big red flag.
That's true.
He's right. He's right. And I think dirty cars too. I cannot stand a dirty car. Ugh. My car is like, I have nothing in my car except sunglasses.
Even
that's
the
it.
Middle console?
Even the middle console. Nothing but sunglasses. I am hyper crazy about it.
Because I think the middle console, when it's filled with like 3-year-old lipstick,
that's
or something,
just
that's ew. Melted
no, no woman's going to store lipstick unless it's a trans man in her car, because that stuff melts. So Juan says a girl having a dirty bathroom. I agree. That's a pretty big. That's a big time red flag.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Venmo Stash, a taco in one hand, and ordering a ride in the other means you're stacking cash back. Nice. Get up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash on your favorite brands when you pay with your Venmo debit card. From takeout to rideshares, entertainment, and more. Pick a bundle with your go-tos and start earning cash back at those brands. Earn more cash when you do more with Stash. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stashterms.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.